Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about the times we're living in. I'm titling this week, What Time Is It? Back in August, I talked a little bit about the unfolding crisis that we're experiencing in the life of the church and trying to understand how the Lord is at work in it and how we can cooperate with what the Lord is doing. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about, began with a couple of paragraphs from the Catechism, paragraphs 668 and 669, that talk about the Lordship of Jesus. It's really important for us to be able to see, to be able to understand the moment we're living in, to step back first and get the really big picture that the Scripture and the Catechism gives us about human history and the church's role and presence in human history. And so the first paragraph I spoke about yesterday was just declaring so beautifully that Jesus Christ is Lord of the cosmos, that he's ascended to the right hand of the Father, that all power and glory belong to him. And that means everything is under his authority. And that includes you and me. And the promises that the Lord gave the apostles are promises he gives to each one of us. He said, I'm with you always until the end of the age. He wants us to take great consolation, even in the midst of trial. These are confusing times for many people. It's a time to draw near to the Lord. It's a time to cling to him. It's a time to remember who he is and to take his promises, the promises he's given to us that have been passed down to us from the apostles, and internalize them, to lay hold of them, take them deeply into our heart and mind so that we can stand through this time of trial and testing that we're in. The second paragraph I looked at was really to talk about, because Christ is Lord and seated at the right hand of the Father, he's poured out the Holy Spirit and he's established the church, and that the church is the place on the earth that Christ is dwelling in the power of the Holy Spirit. Said the kingdom of Christ is already present in mystery in the church. Ended the program yesterday talking about how the saints are the most radical example, kind of the living proof and incarnation of the real presence of Christ in his people, that is, being able to see it happen in people. He's truly present, obviously, in the Eucharist. That's where his real presence is, like nowhere else. But he's present in the church sacramentally. He's present in the church in the church's preaching. He's present in the church's ministry. He's present in the church's magisterium. He's present in the power of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. And what he's done in the saints is what he wants to do in each one of us. And so as we try to make our way through a difficult and challenging time, and in some ways a discouraging time, as the Lord opens up and exposes the sins of the church, it's a very difficult thing to have to endure. And it's a time of purification and trial, which we'll see, which I'll talk about a little bit more before the program's over today. I want to go on to the next paragraph, though, paragraph 670. Because it begins to talk about how the church and Scripture, how the Holy Spirit characterizes in the larger scale and God's plan and economy, how he characterizes the time we're living in. Since the ascension of God's plan has entered into its fulfillment, we are already at the last hour. Already the final age of the world is with us, and the renewal of the world is irrevocably underway. It is even now anticipated in a certain real way, for the church on earth is endowed already with a sanctity that is real, but it is imperfect. Christ's kingdom already manifests its presence through the miraculous signs that attend its proclamation by the church. So here's another place that Jesus is clearly present, not only in the saints, but it's present in the proclamation of the gospel and the confirming signs and wonders that often accompany the gospel in various places in the world where it's being freshly proclaimed, where people are hearing it for the first time, even happens here in the States. So, but the key part here I want to touch on is that we're living in the last hour, in the final age. We are in the last chapter of human history. In the enthronement of Jesus, really through his passion, death, and resurrection, and his enthronement at the right hand of the Father, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the final age of human history has begun. And as I've said many times on the program, this final age, this last hour, is the time between the two comings of Jesus. He came the first time as a lamb, totally focused on the Father's mission to do what? To establish the Father's kingdom and to do the Father's will. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. It's so important for us to see that because it gives us our marching orders. It gives us a clear picture of exactly what we're called to do, no matter what the circumstance, whether we're prospering in life, whether the church is exploding and fantastic things are happening everywhere, or maybe she's contracting and people are leaving the church and she's struggling with her own sin and her own weakness. What we're called to do is follow in the footsteps of Jesus. How he lived is how we're called to live now in this last hour and in this blink of an eye that each one of us are given to be a part of this last chapter of history. And so this final age is the age of mercy. The number one priority the Lord has is to fulfill the Father's commission to him, which is to bring about the salvation of human beings, to bring about those, the salvation of those who bear the image and likeness of God, to establish the Father's kingdom on earth. That is, what does it mean to establish the kingdom? It means that the King, Jesus Christ, is enthroned and the King is now unfolding God's plan and purpose. He's made something possible. He entered into time. He entered into his own creation because it's here where you and I, it's those who are made in the image of likeness, this is the place where we dwell. This is where God has put us. And this is the place where the kingdom of darkness is contending with the kingdom of light for the eternal destiny of human beings. Jesus came to bring the mercy of a loving Father to this earth, to us, to a race of people that had fallen from their destiny, had fallen into sin, had been corrupted by sin, and as a result, separated from God, and as St. Paul said, lived without hope in the world. That's the actual situation of the human race Jesus came into to solve that problem, to solve the sin problem, which produces the death problem, which produces eternal separation from God. This is what's on the heart of Jesus. This is why he hung on a cross. This is why he bled and died. Jesus came to make war, the Bible said. It's 1 John chapter 3, I think it's verse 8. The reason the Son of God came was to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus won the definitive victory over Satan because now everyone who is in Christ, the devil has no claim over. The Catechism makes clear that this final stage, this last hour of human history, is the time of the church. And the church is filled with mercy. The church takes to this broken world the mercy that was revealed in the person of Christ. God's mercy has been extended to us. The mercy for what? For the forgiveness of sins. Jesus came to take away our sin. He came to not only take away our sin, but to baptize us in his Spirit, to give us a share in what belongs to him, the new creation that has begun in him, the new humanity, existence absolutely free, existence beyond death, in total freedom and joy, really ecstasy with the Father. We have a share, and that's what he came to bring. But in this final age, the church is a body united to him. Remember what the paragraph 669 said? Jesus is united with his body. He's the head of the body, and he's continuing his mission in the world. So the church is meant to be Christ in the world. Each one of us is called to be little Christs. And the saints are the living sign of what's possible for every human being if we say yes to this call from Jesus and surrender to it radically and walk in his footsteps, living in his kingdom and imitating his radical obedience to the Father in humility. Christ's kingdom already manifests itself through the miraculous signs that attend the proclamation by the church. The church is in this moment between the two comings of Jesus. He came the first time as a lamb to bring mercy to a world that's desperately in need of it. But he'll come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. So what's certain to happen is that Jesus is going to return again, but he's going to return and the definitive, final, total destruction of Satan and establishing of the kingdom is going to take place, and the great judgment will happen. And every human being, the life of every human being, will be on display. What is it that we did? How did we respond to this hour that we're living in? How did we respond to the call of Christ? What are we doing with the time we live in? So, paragraph 672, I'm skipping 671, just going to 672 here. It says, before his ascension, Christ affirmed that the hour had not yet come for the glorious establishment of the messianic kingdom awaited by Israel, which according to the prophets was to bring all men the definitive order of justice, love, and peace. That's going to happen when he comes again, he said. Catechism goes on here. It says, according to the Lord, the present time is the time of the Spirit and of witness, but also a time still marked by distress and the trial of evil, which does not spare the church and ushers in the struggles of the last days. It is a time of waiting and of watching. There's an enormous amount of important insight here and revelation for us that really comes from Scripture. And the Catechism beautifully puts it together for us to be able to see. So the final culmination of the kingdom is not yet here. It's going to be fully established on the Lord's return. But the Catechism says, in light of that, remember what the Lord did say about what we're living in now, the time we're living in. He said, Jesus said the present time is the time of the Spirit and of witness. It's the time of the Holy Spirit being poured out on human flesh. And the church moves in the world, leading people, reaching out with God's love and mercy, his forgiveness, to bring people into a new life in the Spirit in baptism and to enter the church. And it's a time of witness. The Spirit moves us to proclaim the gospel, to bear witness to the truth of Christ, to not only live that life of repentance and obedience ourselves, but to call other people to it. That's the whole purpose as God sees the time we're living in. And we're reminded that this time is marked by distress. We are in a time of distress, and the nations are being stressed, I believe, by God in different ways. I'll talk about that more in the days ahead. But distress, this is a distressful time in the church. Why is it distressful? Because it's a trial of evil that's happening. Satan has attempted to sow wickedness and sin in the church, to cripple the church, to prevent the church from being what she's called to be. He'll never be able to fully take that away. But guess what? He will be able to sow that in individuals in the church, lay people as well as clergy. And when we say yes to the enemy, we give him a hold, a place to hold on to. If we keep saying yes, we become enslaved. And that enslavement can lead to bondage and strongholds in the church. And God has come, the Lord has come to break some of those strongholds. I want to talk about that more tomorrow. I hope you can join me. But friends, this is an amazing time to be in the church and to be a disciple of Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.